Hey, how's it going? I'd like to share with you an idea. It comes from Greg Crabtree. He's the author of Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, Big Profits. He's looked at thousands of businesses, and he knows how to make companies profitable. And the idea is basically this. How should you be thinking about owner compensation? And why, if you're thinking about it incorrectly, it could be highly destructive to your business? So here's Greg.
If we had a group of you live and we were having a little party, and of course, when I tell you this, you'll probably never talk to me if we ever see each other in person at an event. You know, so I, you know, everybody's, you know, a bunch of entrepreneurs are together and they're all telling their story. And in my mind, I'm hearing them tell their story and I'm building a balance sheet and a P&L in the back of my head. You know, and so, you know, company one comes in and this guy's saying, man, we're killing it. We're making 25% profit. Life's pretty good. You know, cash flow's a little tight and the bank keeps giving me grief. I mean, those bankers, I mean, they're just, you know, they just never run a business. They never made a payroll in their life. And so, you know, if they just understood what entrepreneurs need, I mean, life would be a whole lot easy. Well, it's like, okay, well, company two, you know, they're listening to the company one's CEO talk about it and go, man, you know, we're doing pretty good. I mean, we got to go back and figure out how we can get to 25% profit because we're just underperforming. I mean, we're doing great cash flow wise. We don't have anything drawn on a lot of credit. The bank, you know, bank doesn't even talk to us because we don't need them. But man, and all we got to figure out how to get to that 25% number. And then company three is the guy that's saying, and I call him Bubba. You know, it's like Bubba comes in and says, man, business, people just don't understand how tough it is to be an entrepreneur. I mean, we're just getting by. We're making a profit. And bank's on my case every day. You know, they just don't understand. And the government, I mean, they're just causing all kinds of problems. What we need is a government bailout. And so when you're listening to all these three stories, you realize that in reality, they're three exactly the same businesses, but the only difference is the owner interaction with the business. So the first guy is taking out $250,000 in distributions so that he has zero actual net cash left in the business, and he's destroyed the business's net income potential by taking too much money out. The clue is, and whenever you hear somebody that says they have 25% profit and they're saying they've got cash flow problems, that's a warning sign that that's a person that is sucking all the cash out for other reasons. And so they're taking it out through the balance sheet, not through the P&L. And that's just wrong. I mean, that's dumb on their part. But, you know, it's just a gross distortion of the business activity. Company two is doing it the right way. The owner's taking a market-based wage for a $1 million business. They're leaving all the profits in the business. That's why they don't have any line of credit debt in the business, and the bank's not calling them. And so they get to make a decision each year of the $150,000 of profit. I got to send some money in for taxes, and so probably $50,000 goes in for taxes, and they got $100,000 they can decide what to do with. Do they want to reinvest it back in the business for growth? Do they want to take it out and diversify their wealth? And we'll talk about those strategies in a few slides later. But essentially, company number two is doing it exactly the right way. Company three is the worst of all. This is a person that had a really good year and developed a $300,000 lifestyle on a business that really could only provide $150,000. And so they're still taking out the $300,000. And so this guy's taking a $100,000 wage, or he's taking out a $200,000 wage, taking out $100,000 in distributions, and so the actual cash flow is a negative $50,000. And so at the end of the day, here's the deal for that business. Where do they get that money from? Well, you know, when you take out more money than the business can produce, it's generally because the business had some availability of credit. And so generally you're drawing on the business line of credit to make the owner's required payroll or distribution. And so there, now you have an over-leveraged business that's damaged from its borrowing capacity for business needs because the owner's overdeveloped sense of consumption. Now, it's your business. You can consume all you want. But at the end of the day, we believe that, you know, why would you, you know, if you got a milk cow, you're not going to go over there and cut off its leg so you can have some meat to eat. You know, that's not really healthy for that milk cow. And eventually the cow's only got four legs anyway, so you're not going to last very long. So why would you damage that thing that is intended to produce regular recurring income and stability by consuming it? And that's just really where, because we tell ourselves all of these dumb ideas about taking money out of the business, you've got to have a sequencing that is correct in terms of how to do it. So ultimately, the idea is we want the owner to first and foremost take a market-based wage. So typically, the reasons why people make these dumb mistakes is it's tax motivated. They think that if you're an S corporation, I got to pay payroll taxes if I take a salary. I'm telling you, we're batting 1,000 on this one, guys. Every time we've got somebody to take a market-based wage and just forget about the payroll taxes and let them be what they are, I guarantee you, not only do you make a bigger wage, you actually make more net income, because now you're talking truth in the data. Every time that you try to turn an angle and cut a corner, you're taking risk because the IRS might disagree that that wage is not market, and they may charge you. There's a 3-year statute of limitations going back on that back payroll taxes. And so you've got that hanging over your head at any given point. Secondly, if you're a multi-owner business, all the owners are taking the same wage. Well, why would you do that? I've never seen two people worth the same amount of money anyway. This classic case of people taking the same wage because they're owners is dumb, because one of you is getting the short end of the stick.
I hope you found Greg's thoughts highly valuable. I've been a big fan of the way Greg thinks. I've been a big fan of his book for years. And fortunately, we've been able to coordinate schedules, and Greg will be speaking at SA4, our Service Autopilot Conference, and he will be doing a 3-hour workshop. So he will dig in very deep on topics like the one you just heard, and he's going to show you how to make your company far more profitable, how to build wealth, and how to make sure you're running your company to do what a company's supposed to do, which is to make money. Not just top-line revenue, but take home, out of the company, put it in your bank account type of money. So if you want to learn more from Greg, hope you'll be at SA4.